We've all watched some serial killer movie or read a book about it. There are myths and truths to these incidences. They range from mental health issues to some people claiming that it's a cult thing. Well, in 2010, Kenya had one of the biggest serial killer cases, featuring Philip Onyancha. His story is one that scares people even today. Was it a mental health issue or was he in a cult? Hello and welcome to Crime Track Kenya. Today, we talk about Kenya's most infamous serial killer, Philip Onyancha. I'm your host, Mercy Joseph.
And your super co-host, Ding.
So, personally, I think it was a mental health issue. Because it says that at an early age, he was molested by the house help. Well, allegedly. And this is something that can cause a lot of mental damage. Psychologically, you can be affected. Because they say when he was going to high school, he was addicted to pornography and all that kind of things. And if you look at some of his cases, he says that he used to kill women and young children. And because these people were vulnerable. And if you look at his early age, he feels like the house help took advantage of him because he was a young boy and he was vulnerable and he could not have refused maybe to do what now?
Give in.
To give in. So I think that if you look at his cases, the way he used to kill people, you would see that this is someone who had researched about the people, because he was not killing in one town, he was killing in different towns. This is someone who follows you, knows where you live, your family, and even the kids, where maybe they go to school, where the parents live, whether they can be able to kidnap them easily. And this is someone who used to work with other people. You kidnap the children and the women, then you go and kill them, and then later on ask for ransom from the families. So if you look at how this person was doing those things, it's like he was a psychopath. And that is a mental health issue. So I'm thinking that maybe you might get a lot of theories about this guy, but I think it was a mental health issue. He was messed up in the head, and he felt like maybe when he used force, like how someone did to him, he was going to get pleasure from that. Because he states that when he used to kill the women and the children and, you know, get the blood, drink the blood from them, he used to feel powerful and strong. I mean, you have to be like seriously messed up in the head to think that that is something that makes you feel powerful. I think it's mental health issues. And when he was even taken to court, they said that he had a mental health issues, and that's why his case is pending, because they're still looking at some of the results from the hospital. So for me, mental health. What do you think?
Basically, I think Onyancha was recruited in a cult first because he self-confessed that he was a serial killer. Second thing is that he said he usually had a voice that would instruct him to murder people. Onyancha would greet a lady, mostly ladies, like one at Riverside. At the moment he shakes your hand, the lady will allow Onyancha to take her anywhere Onyancha wanted. So when Onyancha will take you to the place wherever he's taking you, he will strangle you and kill you. And the easiest part of all that was strangling. And the hardest part, according to Onyancha, was that the hardest part was getting the ladies and greeting them. So Onyancha was like in some cultish thing, yeah. Another thing that makes me think it was cultic is because he never communicated with the women. He just used to greet them, love for the women will follow them. He also said that the devil had told him to kill 100 women, allegedly, but it's not confirmed.
So, first of all, that's a lie, because spirits live in the air, And there's no way you can tell me that a police officer or someone in the police station can prevent spirits that are already in the air from getting to a police cell. So I don't think that he was staying there.
No, but you know, in prison, you get rehabilitated. You go to work. You work. You get paid maybe a dollar or a shilling maybe. So in prison, you're tamed. So even if you're a bad person, a devil worshiper, anything, you get into the system, you have to work with the government now. So Onyancha had no other advice because he's even writing a book. He's a pastor. So at least whatever he learned in campus.
Okay, I'm fine. Ujinga. Then let's say maybe religion changed him in the cell. So let's agree to disagree.
Sexual offenses leave emotional scars on victims and close relatives. Today on the Know Your Rights segment, we talk, or rather we quote, the Sexual Offenses Act of 2006. Section 5, subsection 1. It states that any person who unlawfully penetrates the genital organ of another person with either any part of the body of another or an object manipulated by another or that person except where which penetration of the genital organ into any part of the person's body is guilty of an offense termed sexual assault. 2. It states that a person guilty of an offense under this section is liable upon conviction to imprisonment for a term not less than 10 years, but which may be enhanced for life.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to follow our channel at Crime Track Kenya so that you can get notifications on our new episodes. Follow us on social media at Crime Track Kenya, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow me at The Mercy Joseph on all social media.
Follow me at I'm Dean at Instagram, Facebook, Kinyo Mwangi, and Twitter, I am Kinyo. Bye. God bless.